Those who took the case to court, teachers and local workers, argue that Act 10 violates their rights to free speech and association. Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen started off Monday's session. He defended the law.
We find ourselves here today arguing, oddly, I believe, that the collective bargaining provisions within Act 10 somehow violate the challenger's constitutional rights. There is no basis in the law to support such a finding. It is certainly not a constitutional violation to limit the scope of collective bargaining, since it is not a constitutional violation to eliminate collective bargaining as a whole.
Supreme Court members asked questions of the attorneys throughout the hearing. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley pressed Van Hollen to clarify the definition of free association.
Do you acknowledge that there is a constitutional right to associate with regard to matters concerning wages and employment conditions? A right of an individual citizen to associate for purposes of matters concerning wages and employment conditions?
With each other? Yes. With the government under the confines of a statutory collective bargaining unit for the purposes of collective bargaining? Absolutely not.
You know, I see in this case, counsel, that's where the two ships are passing, that your opponents see the right of citizens to associate together for this purpose as a constitutional right of association, and it's implicated. You take apparently what the Court of Appeals calls the second way in which the term collective bargaining has been used, and that is to refer to the statutory provisions.
Well, Your Honor, I don't believe that's the case. I don't believe the two ships pass in the night. I believe they collide. And the state has the bigger ship, and we shall win.
Van Hollen told the court the state is being irreparably harmed because it cannot fully enforce its law. Circuit Judge Juan Colas struck it down and blocked enforcement. Despite his ruling, the State Labor Commission has continued to coordinate local union elections as Act 10 requires. The judge in turn declared the commission in contempt of court. Tamara Packard insists the judge acted within his rights. Packard represents Madison Teachers, Inc., one of the plaintiffs fighting Act 10.
If it has been declared unconstitutional on its face, null and void, and without effect, as the circuit court's original judgment ruled, they can't act on something that is not law.
Packard urged the justices to keep the lower court order intact.
The defendants, the WERC commissioners and Governor Walker, have been acting in violation of the circuit court's September 14, 2012 judgment since this spring.
Because the federal courts have brushed aside challenges to Act 10, a similar ruling in the Wisconsin Supreme Court could end the court battles. If the plaintiffs prevail, attorneys representing state workers might challenge the law. As for the current case, the justices expect to issue a ruling by summer, but could decide parts of the case earlier. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.